saw Penny today. So close.
Investors hate the thought of penny stocks, but love the idea of low-priced stocks.
Those shares are worth quite a bit of money.
Penny Pro Jeff Williams and his team of experts find investment ideas that bring the two together, taking a fundamental and technical approach to ultra-low-priced stocks to find trades, moves, and investments.
Well, don't give away too much.
So pay attention and give a thought to your pennies here on Money Life.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
And you'll learn how to make those small investments add up.
Absolutely, and I'm very pleased to welcome Jeff Williams back to the show. Jeff is the lead trader at PennyPro.com, the website. It, of course, is part of the Raging Bull system, so if you want more information, you can also go to RagingBull.com. And Jeff is on Twitter. He's at the Penny Pro. Jeff has made one or two appearances here, and I know some of you were excited. I got some nice notes, and you might be going, okay, so where is Jeff and why hasn't he been here? Well, end of the summer, and the summer can tend to be hard on penny stocks. That's always been something that I've heard. They go into a little bit of a summer slump. So now it's time to check in with Jeff and see what's going on now. Jeff Williams, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Glad to be here and really excited to talk about some penny stocks.
And excited because I'm not wrong. I mean, obviously, everybody's got to take vacations when they take them. But summer for you is kind of an easy living time because, as a general rule, in penny stocks, you need to have a little bit more market froth, and the summer tends to be when there's less of that. So we're not seeing much penny stock action. Now, that's not to say you're not trading, but are we getting to a spot where you're getting ready to go, here we go, let's ramp this up?
Yeah, this is definitely the time of the year we start to, you know, get excited again about the market for our small cap trades and penny stocks. Like you said before, I mean, the summer, people tend to go on vacations, the volume tends to dry out, and believe it or not, you know, a lot of college-age traders are in the penny stock market. So this is the time of the year, you know, we get into September, mid-September, we start looking at the market and saying, wow, volume's going back in. Let's start looking for some plays that may be seasonality here that we can jump into and start making some money again.
Seasonal plays, does that mean you're looking on the negative side of, like, oil and gas and energy because we get through the summer driving? Does it mean I'm starting to buy things that are in the winter heating oil and winter weather stuff? What defines a seasonal play as we're coming through Labor Day?
Yeah, as we go through Labor Day, we tend to shift our focus toward stocks that are used in the fall for heating. For example, we'll start watching coal. Now, coal has not been producing as well as it has in the past, but this is the time of the year we start to pull up some of these smaller priced coal stocks and look for the bottom coming out of summer months and starting to do a little bit of consolidation, meaning they're going sideways for a couple of weeks going into mid-late September, and then start to look for some plays on these trades.
What seasonal businesses or seasonal industries are you looking for, and how will you decide which penny stocks are the right ones to play?
So I'll be looking at the coal industry here, watching to see how coal performs over the next probably 3 to 4 weeks. And I'm looking at something specifically, actually. I'm looking at Cloud Peak. It's a good price coal stock for the areas that we play in. You know, it's a $3 stock right now, kind of hovering between $2.80 and, you know, just over $3. And this is a stock that if you go back and look at their chart over the past couple of years, you'll see that late September into October, especially November, we see these really good rallies. I mean, last year, for example, Cloud Peak went from in the mid $4 range all the way up into $8. And that's the kind of push that we see with these seasonal stocks. So if coal can gain some traction here and get some help from Trump, then I think this could be a really good stock CLD to watch into the next several weeks here as we go into the fall.
How much does Hurricane Harvey affect things? Because you tend to be a technical trader, so you're looking for the chart. As you point out, look at what the chart did, et cetera. You're typically looking for the right things. So Cloud Peak Energy, that's ticker symbol CLD that we're talking about. How much is something like that affected by Hurricane Harvey? And now we've got Hurricane Irma looming. You know, does that play out and become a worry for you?
That's a good question. I'm not sure if it really worries me so much on the coal type plays, but we saw some fluctuation in the oil prices and some oil stocks, but you know, for coal, I don't think this is really going to put too much of a negative impact on it. But obviously, like you said, I mean, it's definitely worth watching here. We'll see how that trade reacts over the next couple of days and over the next maybe week or so as hurricane season rolls in here. But I think this is a stock that, you know, I don't think will be affected too much by the hurricanes.
How are you going to be playing Cloud Peak in terms of what are you going to look for that's going to make you say it's time to buy? Because you're not in this stock yet, correct?
Correct. I'm not in the stock yet. So what I'll be looking for here is right now, Cloud Peak is just hovering underneath its 50-day moving average line, which is about $3.40-ish in that range. And that's also a couple of areas that we've gone up to recently, you know, 340, 350, and just really failed to break out. Again, I don't think the season is there yet, but now that we approach this time of the year where we start to watch these trades, I'll be looking for CLD to hold over three. I think that's going to be important. I don't want to see the stock, you know, continue to be in a downtrend as we go into mid to late September. I want to see it start to base a little bit, hold over $3, get up over that 50 moving average line, which is a nice medium term, you know, indicator to break above, and then start possibly moving up toward that 200-day moving average line, which is in the low fours. That would be a really good play for us, anywhere from 340, 350 up into the $4 plus range. But again, you know, last year we saw CLD show a lot of volatility, almost 100%. So if these stocks can, get some heat behind them, and they can really make a good move for us.
It's interesting the way you've set this up because, again, you want to see it hold the $3 range, and it's currently, you know, sort of right there and above that. So you don't want to see a close below that, and you want to see it start to move. You're obviously not worrying about your timing being perfect here if you're waiting for it to move to 340, hoping it's going to go to $4.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, timing, as far as this trade, this is kind of a more of a longer-term swing trade that I would possibly look to take a smaller position in. When I say smaller, maybe, you know, 1,000 or 2,000 shares of this trade and try to ride it for 50, 60, 70 cents. And again, it is going to fluctuate from time to time over the next few weeks, but as long as we hold over that $3 mark, I think we're in good shape here going into the heating season.
And when you talk about a swing trade in this case, you're not talking about days, you're talking about weeks, but how long, what's the outside that you would expect to hold this for?
This is a stock, again, going into that season, I could hold for 3 to 4 weeks. Again, going back to the chart, you'll see that it's not an ideal day trade. There's not a lot of volatility in there every single day, but over the course of a couple of weeks, it rises 10, 15, 20%, and that would be great to capture that.
It's Cloud Peak Energy, ticker symbol CLD. Something to be thinking about with your pennies, because Jeff Williams believes that it's going into the fours. It's got the right kind of seasonal play. It's not a buy yet, but under the right circumstances, Jeff will be buying it, and you may want to consider it. Jeff Williams, this was great. Thanks so much for joining me. I look forward to chatting with you again soon.
Appreciate it, Chuck. Thanks so much.
Jeff Williams is the lead trader at pennypro.com. Check out the website. While you're at it, see more information from all of the traders working at RagingBull.com. And don't forget to follow Jeff on Twitter, where he is at ThePennyPro. All right, we're heading for home on the September 7th edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the Market Call. Matt King from King Wealth Advisors will be here talking funds and ETFs when Money Life returns in just a moment.